For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
Wake up, Lincoln.
Come on, it's 6 o'clock. Rise and shine, rise and shine.
It's time for Early Break. Brought to you by Sand Hills Global. Live from Lincoln, America. Here's Jake Sorensen.
Did seem kind of meh.
Husker Online, Steve Sippel.
Surprisingly good.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
I want to buy a couple ducks. I'm bringing two ducks to the office.
This is Early Break.
Yeah, wow, that's a lot of kids.
Good morning, happy Friday to you, Steve Sippel, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on Early Break. We made it to Friday. We had a blizzard midweek.
Yes.
We've had all, you know, Nebraska basketball woes, but you know what? We made it to Friday.
We did.
And guess what I was rewarded this morning, Sip? Look at this. Look what Bill got me.
God.
A spotted cow.
The cow.
How about that to start a day? I might crack it here by the end of the show.
Yeah, I noticed you're handing out gifts, and I noticed that I didn't get anything.
You want a spotted cow? Did you want
to hand $20 to Ellie?
She's going on spring break, and it's a tight budget. Spotted well, it's a little
cow.
Bit different.
I do like those Nuglaris spotted cows.
I went three.
You want to split it?
No.
I went 4 straight years to Padre Island.
Whoa.
Because Shin Daddy lived there. Lived in Corpus Christi. What? And so we would drive down.
What's going
on? We didn't know
but
this.
But it would be 4 guys in a Cutlass driving like 22 straight hours. That was the plan. Ellie's getting on a plane flying to the Caribbean. So things are a lot different.
Things are good for her.
Things are a lot different in the world of college kids now these days.
There's certain ones.
Yeah, there's a big change in that. And also like that, a 20, like I told her, I go, here's money for basically two airport beers, and that might not be enough. They're probably more like $11.
That's about
one
and a half.
Father is.
What's that?
I don't think Ellie's destitute.
She's trying to help.
Yeah, she's trying to be nice. Ever thought about that one, Steve? Ever tried that?
Not really.
Not really, no.
Kindness is overrated.
No, I don't think about it very often. I hand out a lot of money to people, by the way, so let's not cool it on that.
I've heard the stories of that. I've heard the stories of that.
There's a lot of money going out.
You broke out the bowling shirt today again. We haven't seen that for a while.
It's a bowling shirt.
It's not a bowling shirt.
It's got wooden buttons, which we've talked about before, which is incredible.
He's also wearing
a pair of khaki pants, which he's worn maybe out of the 450 days I've been here twice. He's either in dungarees or MC Hammer wind pants.
I got some fashion issues right now. I'm not spending on clothes and.
It was explain the situation where all of a sudden it's like, I think I'm going to wear this shirt and I'm going to go with a pair of khakis.
You overrate these khakis.
They're not bad. You're trying to put them down. They're fine pants.
Putting the khakis down. It's just not normal. That'd be like me if I came in a sport coat today and just say, well, I just wanted to wear a sport coat.
I got a cap on. I mean, it's not. Oh, I'm going to take the cap off, by the way. But I, these dungarees, as you call them, are. All right, I said 90s, probably not. But I think they're probably 15 years old. 15 years old. Yeah. They're worn.
They're not worn. They don't look worn, though.
So you just went through this morning, right? Walked in your closet, and said, you know what? I think I'm going to go with a pair of khakis and the blue bowling shirt.
Yeah, I got to go. Yeah,
well, the thing is, you used to wear that shirt a lot, and we haven't seen it for like over a year. That's why
it's very common.
Caught my eye in a good way.
I got to go on camera later, and I probably would.
Well, there is something going on.
Nasty, there it is.
Just wear something somewhat nice. You don't have to as a sports writer, Bill. You've noticed guys on TV, probably on national TV, that wear like hoodies.
Hoodies.
There's basketball coaches that like literally wear sweatpants now. I mean, it's not the dress thing has like not, it's not as important as it used to be. So I guess it's off putting to you when you see me wearing a bowling shirt. This is not a bowling shirt though. Is it?
It'd be classified as a bowling shirt.
What do you call it?
Just a button down.
It's a nice shirt.
Great.
Yeah, and I like the shirt.
Came from Super Saver.
I would love to see a basketball coach in actual like Spalding or Sears sweatpants, gray sweatpants on the sideline. That would be incredible to see.
Like John Fetterman.
Just straight
He's
sweatpants.
In shorts sometimes.
Yeah. Like John Fetterman. Hey, I think we might be going to that. I
would
love
to see
it. Feels like we're going that direction.
Love to see someone just disheveled, just in old gray sweatpants. That would be...
With a hole maybe in him?
Spalding. Spalding. Incredible.
Like back in the day, like we used to have.
Yeah.
I never really wore... I was more wind pants.
Yeah, I was a little more wind pants. I wasn't a big sweatpants
guy.
No,
I wasn't. That wasn't
my deal.
Never even really around the house.
No, I agree with you. Did I ever have them on at some point in time? Yes. There's always some point in time, but that wasn't my deal.
Didn't wear them to bed. Like, I don't like wearing, like, pants to bed.
Now, that's...
went a little far.
Now people have that visual in their head, and they won't get rid of that. So thanks for that.
Well, first of all, next question. I don't know if I'd be the wear pants to bed.
Let's do some hygiene talk
bedtime. Pajamas.
Why do you have on a pair of khakis? That's what I wear to bed. What do you have on? I got a pair of Levi's.
I wear jeans.
Really? Was it really inappropriate to say?
I have Levi's and a jean jacket on. That's what I wear to bed.
You put a visual people weren't prepared for this morning. What you wear to bed.
No, pajamas.
And what you don't wear to bed.
I don't wear pajamas. Yeah. Is that a better way to say it?
That's better.
I don't know. I'm gonna say it's got to be in the 1% of the males that are wearing up. Honey, where are my pajamas at? Just have
pajama pants. I don't wear pajama pants.
I can see sipping the Hugh Hefner look, just the silk pajamas cruising around his house. God, I can see that.
Hugh Sipple
with his laptop writing for On Three. Yes.
Yes. No. I don't wear pajamas.
See, if anyone wants to gift Sip some pajamas.
From YouTube, Bolt. Bolt says, I just drove into the ditch thinking about Sip's pants situation. Thanks for that. Thank you.
Bolt.
Driving into the ditch.
Bolt.
I consider Bolt a friend now. That man from Pender. There's a man that opened his door on O Street. It's always disconcerting. This morning, you guys didn't hear it. But when I walked in,
there was a sonic boom?
No, there was somebody blaring rap music down the street. Right. It was.
Did you sing along?
No.
Was it West Coast?
It's pretty early for that, is what I'm saying. It was 5:50. No, it wasn't. It wasn't.
Wasn't Dre?
It wasn't to. Dre.
Okay.
Dre wasn't Easy. Wasn't Cube. Wasn't Snoop.
Yeah. Okay.
He was stuck right out Tupac. There longer, probably.
Yeah. Wasn't any of those guys. I don't know who it was. I didn't recognize the song.
I got flipped off this morning coming into work.
Yep.
Hold it. Was it Dave?
No, it wasn't Dave. Oh. I don't think I deserve this one either.
What'd you do?
Bill knows the route I take to work.
Yeah,
and
I know the route very well.
I come off Capitol, down to downtown, and I turn on 12th Street.
Yep, I know the route exactly.
And there's somebody that was ahead of me that also turned on 12th Street going north, okay? And he got in the left lane, and he had his blinker on like he was going to go down the wrong way of a one-way, so I got in the right lane at the stoplight. And I passed him, and I went ahead of him as we get before the next light, which was red. And he didn't like that because he said, I'm not going left. So he whips around me to the right, and then he sits behind me for a second, like in the lane next to me. And before the light then turns green, he anticipates it and squeals his tires and goes by. And he has not flipped me off yet.
Okay.
Squeals past me to stop at... Street then at 12th and O.
Yeah.
I mean, okay, fine.
Easy. Good job.
So then the light goes green, and then we have to wait again for the next. There's a lot of red lights this morning at the next one. Is this P Street over here?
Right.
So then we finally both turn onto Q Street.
Okay,
and he's going straight toward like the Haymarket area. I eventually turn left on 11th Street.
Got it.
And as he gets past 11th Street, he sees I'm turning. Window down. I see the big bird out the window.
Do we identify the car? Do we have a license?
It was a white pickup.
It was
smaller than your white pickup.
Okay, smaller white pickup.
Smaller than Bill's white pickup.
Okay, did you get a license plate?
I didn't
at
see
all?
The license plate.
Breakers. Let's get on this now.
All I know is, I looked.
You think he's in the Haymarket?
Because I was like, I'm pretty sure he's mad at me, and so I looked to see before I turned if he was going to do something, and sure enough, window down.
You're okay.
You know, waving his hand, Bert. I'm like, I don't know if I deserve that. You're the one who had your blinker on, like you're going to go down the wrong way of a one-way. I cut ahead of you to avoid
between
the nonsense.
This and Dave on back-to-back days, there has been a lot of drama in the car situation going on.
Yeah. No, you're fine. You didn't do anything.
I don't know if I messed up. I was trying to avoid getting caught behind somebody going down the potentially the wrong way of a one-way, so that's why I went to the right. Then I cut ahead of him. I didn't realize he was going to keep going straight. He didn't like that part where I got around him to go ahead from one block, and then there was still a red light. And that's where the problem ensued. But I didn't think he was going to keep going straight. He had his blinker on to go left down the wrong way of a one-way.
We'd like to know if we can find this young.
If you're listening to the show and you know who I'm talking about, you can call in and see if I was in the wrong.
Call in
here.
Or stop by.
I doubt he's a breaker, but if he is, I'm sorry. I don't know what I did wrong to you. But
how often do you guys flip people off? In a car.
I don't know, once a week? No, I don't. No, I don't do that.
I don't think I've ever done
no,
it.
No, about once a month, probably.
Yeah.
Once a month.
Well,
it's always on the road, though.
Yeah.
Always.
Will you flip somebody off?
On the road.
I love that, yes. On the road. Now, I'm going to tell you right now, the last time I flipped somebody off just walking down O Street would be probably never.
The thing I will tell you guys, I told Trix this the other day, and she was aghast. I do have a bad habit driving right now, and that is, and I don't, it's not obtuse, and I'd say one out of every 15 people probably notices it. But when there's a car that's going to, in a lane that's going to drive, that's going to turn in front of you and you're approaching, I will, on my steering wheel, point my finger at them. Like, don't go. And I know there's, I can only think of one person that noticed, like a guy kind of raised his eyebrows.
Uh-huh.
But most people, they're preoccupied. They don't notice. And I think it's more for me than them. I'll just be like,
don't.
Yeah, don't. See, go.
You're the one usually getting criticized for your driving. You're criticizing.
I'm not
the other
criticizing.
People.
I'm just kind of, you know, because it's from
advice,
riding a motorcycle. Because the thing that terrifies you as a motorcycle is people turning in front of you because they don't see you.
Yeah, that is absolutely.
And when you're in those situations, it's scary. Like because it happens all the time. You know, you're always the one who has to adjust. So
I had to get involved with a driving situation this morning too, and when I was uncomfortable with
you were in a situation.
I come down O Street right from May 4th. I whip down. I like it at that time of day. The drive is very calm. It really is.
So turn out of Hillcrest.
But I'm coming. Do I get my exact address, Steve? Where I exactly live, like that we're doing now just so we know.
What the general area.
So anyway. I'm not on a golf course.
You're in a gated community. People can't get in there.
It's not true. Whipping onto O Street, and then it's the double turn lane, and there's someone in front of me. And now, I could have whipped over, but I'm in that lane. Green arrows onto O coming at that. They're very limited time. Yep. It goes quick.
It does.
And so they flip, and he's not paying attention. He's not moving. So finally I had to do the... ink little horn like that. I had to go a little. I didn't lay on the horn. Just went ink, and then he took off, which means that he knew he'd made an error.
He's
like, he knew he'd made. And if I've ever made an error at a light and someone honks at me because I was just unaware and the light changed, I'm like, do it, do it, honk at me, flip me off, whatever you want to do, because that one was on me. That one's on me, so I had to hit a little horn today.
Think there's a big distinction to be made, and you made it very well. The laying on a horn is really obnoxious. You don't need to do that, but that's fine.
Yeah. But
Bill does like the horn, though. We know that when he comes into the station.
But you're not obnoxious about it, like honking. Then it's like, okay, come on. But if someone behind you does that, what you did, it's not a big deal. In fact, you kind of appreciate it. Right.
Yeah, it just kind of wakes you up a little bit, and it was early in the morning, so I feel they're kind of zoned out. Well, I've been zoned out driving in before. I've driven all the way to the station and don't remember anything from the drive.
That's
no knowledge
for me.
No knowledge of it whatsoever. Just I don't know if I ran through three red lights. Just kind of out of it.
Because you're tired.
Just kind of out of it. Yeah.
Wow, I didn't know that. That's surprising.
I feel the same way.
No, I do not feel that. I'm ready to roll because the way I do it is effective. It's I'm getting up late. Now I'm rolling. I mean, I gotta get stuff
scramble
on
scramble mode.
Yeah, put yourself in scramble mode. That's why I always come in loud because
you've done your yelling exercises on the way into work.
No, because the adrenaline's going.
Okay.
Because I had to.
There's a method to the madness here.
Yeah, absolutely.
Vincent Napa says he gets flipped off daily as a delivery driver of water. Every day.
Daily's a lot, Vince, but now, the question right there is, I wonder if it's because,
too bad.
I wonder if because the big water truck is just blocking something, but he has the right to it,
yeah,
or is he just a horrible driver?
I mean,
which one is it, Vince? But you're out there putting in the time. I'm going to have to side with Vince on this side that he is getting ridiculed that shouldn't be happening. I'm siding 100% with Vince.
You know, the people that draw my ire and I have to restrain myself the most are the city buses. I have trouble with them. I think they drive too fast sometimes.
Too fast?
Yeah, like they're just ripping. I mean, it's like, I mean, and just, you know, the stops.
Yeah. If there was going to be a situation,
well, they have to stop.
If there's going to be a situation where I wanted to go completely nuts, I talk about this is big. You know, letting someone in, one person in, always make sure you give them the big hand for a thank you.
Yep.
And I go outside the window if I need to for the thank you. We're leaving Crete parking lot, and it's 3-1 leaving. So it was a triple zipper. And so it was, and everyone was on board. You just saw it. It's like boom, boom, boom,
yep,
boom, and nice. Everyone had it.
Nice.
Everyone's going all, and then I'm next up. I'm like, okay, boom, go. Everyone's go. Gave him the hand. Boom. Now it's my turn. I'm going. Some dude just cut me off.
Oh no.
Oh, so not everybody was down.
No, they weren't down with it, okay. And I was not happy. And
I thought that's what you're getting.
It was that everyone was really good.
It was
good.
Bill's
so one
turn,
guy,
and somebody messed up.
One guy, I thought, yeah, and it was egregious too. It was he did
that's
it wasn't.
Too bad.
There'd be a difference if someone's like just going, screwed this one up. I messed up. I shouldn't have went. Oh no, this was a purposeful.
And it was dark, so it's not like you could even if you made some sort of gesture at him, you wouldn't see it.
Yeah, I got the license plate. I got the plates. It's a pickup. Yeah, I got
you
it.
You are diabolical.
Yeah.
Idle chit chat.
Yeah, last thing for idle chit chat, move on to the roll call. Last night, Nebraska women's basketball beat Illinois 74-70 in the Big Ten tournament.
Me and Jake watched it.
I watched a lot of the second half of this game. Nebraska, a nice comeback. They were down big early. And
then, you guys are sports guys.
Impressive, yeah. Impressive fourth quarter for Nebraska. Several players made big plays for Nebraska. Britt Prince, Markowski also. Nebraska will play today against UCLA 5:30 on BTN in the quarterfinals of the Big Ten tournament.
Mm.
They've won two games here. That's how big the tournament is. They've won two.
Yeah, they're in the quarter.
They're in the quarterfinals.
Yeah.
Yeah, they won two and they're in the quarterfinals. But I did watch the game. Very interesting game. It was fun to watch.
Wow.
To the point also, I watched like the last quarter and a half, watched Iowa upset Michigan State. In women's basketball, yes, at the tournament.
Yep.
Yes. Yeah, Iowa played very well. It was fun. I'm like, okay, I'm going to watch this one, too.
You were exceedingly bored yesterday.
He's Washington. It was not,
there wasn't a lot
going
on.
It was a good game.
There wasn't a lot going on. Because Iowa had a lot of things going on.
Iowa-Michigan State women's basketball.
Yeah. Well, congrats to Nebraska. They're likely now have stamped for sure their trip to the tournament. NCAA's, even if they lose today, they are a tournament team. Nebraska women's basketball. 74-70 over Illinois. The record 21-10.
Britt Prince was 17 points.
Yes, 6-for-10 shooting, 3-of-3 on threes.
3-of-3.
I think that's good. Elkhorn North, right?
That is correct. She won, I believe, three straight titles, if not four, in high school.
Hello. Yeah.
That is Idle Chit Chat, sponsored
the
by
chat.
Our friend Andrew at Newton's Lawn Care. New customers get 20% off a 2025 fertilizer program. Just text.
Hey, guys, it can be hard for men to deal with hair loss, even though it is common. Luckily, I'm here to provide you with a solution so you don't have to talk about it. Through Hims, you can restore your hair by accessing their personalized hair loss solutions. Hims provides you with convenient and quality access to a range of hair loss treatments that work all from the comfort of your couch. The process is simple and 100% online, so there's no uncomfortable doctor visits, no insurance needed, and one low price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/earlybreak. That's hims.com/earlybreak for your personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/earlybreak. Results vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
The ticket to 402-440-6297. Also get a free quote within 24 hours. Text the ticket to 402-440-6297. 20% off. That's Newton's Lawn Care, our sponsor of Idle Chit Chat. It is time for what on a Friday?
The roll call.
The call.
The roll call. Text us your name, your age, where you're listening from, and what else do we want today from the Breakers on the roll call.
Like to know what your gesture is when something goes wrong in the car.
Okay.
Are you a fist, a palms up, maybe a finger? Are you
a horn?
A horn honk. What is your response? What is your response when something has went awry on the road?
Mine is like everything else in my life.
Awry on the road. We're looking for what's responses. Your or are you
resignation?
Just, or is it straight? It could be ignore.
You don't do anything.
Could be.
Sip has no.
I have no reaction.
No reaction. Okay.
I'll go with kind of the blank death stare occasionally.
Oh, you'll do that.
There it is right there.
I love that.
There's the death
stare. That would make me laugh.
With the head turn.
We've seen that here before.
That would make me laugh.
Yeah, that one, that's the look, I guess. Someone's like upset, was peeved or something.
Hey,
like,
we've seen that here.
And that's my look of just, really? That's my look.
You don't do
this? I just don't go palms up.
I get that a lot.
You get palms up a lot.
You get a lot of palms up.
I get that a lot.
Yeah, so maybe that's what we want to know from the Breakers. What's their...
Palms up's a big one.
Well, what's their move?
We got a lot of response here. Someone says, Saint Potato here at Kratos, age 35. Didn't give me a response to that yet, but just he's listening.
The potato.
By the way, Wet Blanket says, I feel like Sip flips me off every time Jake reads my text on air.
Kind of. Is that?
The blanket.
That, oh, yeah. Inside, I do.
Yeah.
It's not outward.
Not outward.
That's inward flipping off. Brian says, yes, if I am all in if people don't give the courtesy. They should hang us. He just throws up my hand simultaneously. This,
yeah.
So the kind of the palms, up. Kind of the palms version up. Of the high palms. Yeah, he goes Brian. High palms.
Yeah, that's Brian and Lincoln. Yeah. Greg in Fishers, Indiana, age 53, palms up for sure. Palms up.
Fishers.
LB in Minden, age 27, palms up 100 on that one.
Okay.
Justin in Hickman, 36, says shakes his head in disappointment.
Yeah.
Shakes his head.
Reed in Des Moines is headed to Minneapolis for his 6-year-old daughter's skateboard competition.
Whoa.
Can he get a shout out from the three-legged stool for Joey to crush it this weekend? All right, Joey.
Joey, yes. Is like the half pipe? What are they doing?
It's 6 years old.
Yeah.
Crush
it.
Way to
seriously.
Go, Joey.
Wow. Going to where? Minneapolis?
Yep.
That's got to be really cool.
6-year-old skateboarder.
Yes, awesome. Joey. Now, this will make awesome. This will make you smile. Vince in Napa is texting, and he says, my gesture is bloody knuckles. If you recall, Vince calls bloody knuckles.
I don't know what that looks like.
I don't know.
What is your gesture?
It's kind of a scary thought. Big Fun in says, hard stare is what I do.
The stare. I love the hard stare.
That's a popular one.
See, Crowbar in David City, finger and the horn, both. Flip them off and honk. That's a double whammy.
Don't want to interrupt this, but I do go a long time. If someone is tailgating me slow, I go to the slowdown.
Ooh.
Oh, I love the slowdown. I'll go to that one. All of a sudden, just slow. I'll just kind of
play on fire.
I'll inch it down a little bit.
It's dangerous, Bill.
Yeah, I know that. But they want to get not like, okay, they're kind of following close when it's egregious. That I'll go with the slowdown.
Being sort of resigned about everything in the world is helpful on the road. Like, because you're just like, all right, just another idiot. I mean, just let it go.
John and Fremont.
Just let it go.
John and Fremont, age 62, usually a death stare at somebody. Death stare.
The death stare is very good.
Pete,
thank you.
In Chattanooga, why would he be listening
why
to
would
the
a
show?
Guy from Chattanooga listen and then somebody else from Chattanooga listen, Steve?
Now,
there's two people. I don't know why two
He has a bolt. He has a kind of a... scary responses. No reaction here because there's too many people with guns in this area.
Yeah. That's true.
All right,
that's true.
Why the slowdown?
I mean, the road rage is real. There's people lose their lives every year.
Bill, I don't advocate you doing the slowdown.
Might bite you sometime.
Yeah, I'll do the best I can, but I can't promise that it doesn't happen again.
Mike in Kansas, going for a run, age 42. I internalize the rage. like Sip just doesn't let it out.
He's better than us.
It's not that, Bill. Yeah. I hope you didn't interpret.
No,
what
I like
I said.
The people. That it's the smart thing to do.
It is.
No. I'm very I'm calm. Bad. I'm in the 92 percentile of that. Then all of a sudden, there's going to be something that just like it's so egregious. I'm like, I can't take it. That's about where I'm at. That simple.
Will in Fullerton, palms up and some it. Salty language. I like that.
Salty
language.
That's from palms Applied up. Connect.
That's right. Bill and Ben at 860. I'm a middle finger guy when I'm pissed off.
That's all right. Right.
Yep. Okay. All right. That's fine. Leroy says finger, age 38. GP and Gretna is stoic. No response. No right. Stoic. Sits there. Joe and Boulder says, I hit the steering wheel. So hit the steering wheel.
Okay. I like that. Joe. Joe checks in with us. He lets us know when things are awry.
East Lincoln West Coast, he's like, palms up with the occasional light honk and a head shake.
Oh, wow.
It's pretty in-depth there.
Well, he's military. Yeah. He has a very good plan.
Scott says, with our sarcastic thumbs up, way to go, buddy.
Oh, I like that one.
That's a good one.
That's a really good
that's
one.
That's a good one.
The double be better.
Hey,
they gave you this one.
That's a good one.
Double thumbs up. Gotcha. Yeah. Thanks.
Someone says, my favorite is thumbs down. Just drive by, go like this.
Thumbs down's good.
Thumbs down's good, yeah.
Just that.
Yeah.
Okay, this is productive.
Yeah,
this has probably been one of our more productive roll calls we've had.
A Bama fan in Lincoln says, I just got off I-80 at Waverly, and I flipped off a dude for no blinker right now.
No blinker flip off?
That's a little aggressive.
It is. Like,
a little aggressive.
On.
Sometimes you just have the, I don't know. I want the blinker. I want to see the blinker. I agree with that. I'm more upset with the blinker of something that's like kind of coming towards you. When they don't have the blinker on.
That's a problem.
That's the one.
That's the point. That's my point.
Yeah, exactly.
Jordan Wilbur, age 29, says, I tell the kids to look the other way, and then I give a big middle finger. Kids, look away.
Good job. That's good.
I'm going to tell you this right now. If when those kids are like 30, they're just hanging out, a bunch of like that, they'll be saying, remember, Dad, just tell us to look away and then flip the people off. It's a great story.
It is.
You want to have that. Yeah. Yes.
Alex in Minnesota says, I have not listened live for a while. Just turned 30. I do the, what are you doing? Shoulder shrug.
Yeah.
Yeah. You
like that. It's kind of palms up. Right?
How about this one, though? We're like into like 8 or 9 different things.
A lot of different.
We thought it was one. We're like at 9 right now.
I like the thumbs down.
Yeah. Thumbs
so
down.
Just drive by.
I like the double thumbs up. So the thumbs down is disapproval. Yeah. This is straight sarcasm.
Yeah.
Oh, hey.
That's sarcasm. Okay?
That's really sarcasm.
Really sarcasm.
What you did there was exceedingly obnoxious.
It's the face,
too. Yeah, someone gives you that
Don't
one.
Do that.
Yeah, just...
Don't do that to Laura. That's really obnoxious. Don't do that to me.
Barber shopper, age 68, says, I honk the horn. Doug says, listening from Tampa, horn and eye contact. Both Ooh. Double whammy here.
Ooh.
Oh, I like that.
Ooh.
Bill Buckner fan, double bird or a condescending head shake.
Like that.
Yeah, this.
Imagine if you had that with a double bird.
No, that's a lot.
That's a lot.
JT and B, a sarcastic thumbs up, always feels good. Corey at Duncan, palms up. PJ and Stewart, palms up. Connor at Kawasaki, 2 thumbs down.
So that's good.
McSafety is, by the way, right now,
he's ice fishing
in North Dakota.
He's in Devil's Lake. Give us an update. McSafety sent me one of the...
He's got some walleye.
Yeah, some funny text. He goes, heading ice fishing with his buddies. He goes, if we have any luck, I'll bring you back a bag of ice. You know what he texted. You know he laughed.
Yeah.
I love that. To YouTube real quick, then we'll move on. We have on YouTube, Chris is with Big Safety at Devil's Lake Ice Fishing. Genghis in Hondo, Texas, shakes his head, age 62. Nels in Montana, blank stare with head shake, age 47. Active Duty Husker, age 32. I give this blank stare at people. Short honk from Albert in Lincoln. Patrinka in Waverly.
Patrinka
says, I give the WTF. To people.
Yeah. Could you just celebrate a birthday at Fauna Park this weekend?
Well, happy birthday to Patrinka.
Patrinka, yeah, I'm going out in a couple weeks.
Please let Bill know if you're going to be there in a couple weeks, but happy birthday to you and have fun. I know you will.
Also, you always chime in with a score for Rick Heyman's Song of the Week, and we appreciate that.
Yeah, we do.
Yes, we always read your text that you text like that. So we always have that number in our head.
We do.
What's your name, by the way? Patrinka?
That is the roll call. Sponsored by our friends at Madsen's Bowling and Billiards, a place to be on Friday night, any night, weekends as well. Bowling, billiards,
Sarah.
Darts, karaoke, great food, and more. Just south of 48th and Holdridge, Madsen's Bowling Billiards. Wonderful place. We love that place. Okay, short segment. Before we get to a segment two, there was an announcement yesterday by Nebraska Athletics that there's not, we all know we're not going to have the traditional spring game, but what are we going to have instead? According to UNL, it's going to be the Husker Games. Husker and you might games. Ask, what does that mean, Jake and Stool? What does that mean? Stool. Well, here's what that means. There's going to be several things, several sports in play regarding football. 7-on-7 football, a skills contest, and other competitions. Also, Husker women's soccer will host Wyoming at 4:30
on Saturday.
Yep, and Husker. Yeah, this is April 26th, and Husker volleyball will host Kansas at 6:30 in a spring scrimmage. That is your Husker games announced by UNL yesterday.
So there's also some tours of the Osborne Legacy Complex. Okay. There's a Husker equipment sale and a food truck festival. So all of this is going on.
Is the entrance to the sale a first come, first serve?
Good question.
You have to get a free ticket time to get in, because everyone knows if you go to a sale, it's like going to a garage sale.
Okay, if you
want the first 25 minutes end everything, basically.
If you want to go to the Husker equipment sale, Bill, it is at 9 a.m. that Saturday. So it's 4 hours, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Free admission with a purchase ticket to any Husker Games event. It's at the Hawks Championship Center. So what they say
sounds heavily heavy J. Terry based.
Clearance, and discounted team merchandise from both Nebraska Athletics equipment, including jerseys and helmets, and discounted merchandise from local retailers. Nice. So I don't know what that form that takes. Like if there's old helmets, like would there be a hurdle? Like you know a hurdle. You could.
I mean, you went to hurdle and first. And that was your first. That was a hurdle.
The hurdle.
You know.
Would you get the kids? We got them one. Did you get two hurdles? Low budget.
One hurdle.
Just have one hurdle.
What's the cost of a hurdle?
Yes.
I don't know why that came to mind, but that's equipment.
It's equipment.
Yeah. Will there be
a two-man sled that she has to get the two-man sled?
That's not a Nebraska sport.
Would you want to buy an old shot put possibly, maybe, here?
Maybe, yeah.
I mean, it's not a Nebraska. Wonder, hold a timeout. I mean, it's not a Nebraska sport.
Is
the two-man sled's for football. That's a sled.
Oh, I was thinking bobsled.
Yeah, not a bobsled.
I was thinking you're going two-man bobsled.
No, just two-man sled. Yeah. It used to be a two-man, a five-man, and a seven-man.
Well, I mean, you wonder. Yeah.
If someone left in a semi with a seven-man sled, that would be incredible, and then just put it in their backyard.
Right.
It could happen.
Right.
Sort of thing. I just think that no matter what happens, when you see it's almost incredibly impossible to come up with something that is that interesting for anyone.
In a sale?
For a spring game or for a spring event. I read Ole Miss's. I read 20 different things what they have planned. Mm-hmm. Nothing was like, oh, that's awesome. That sounds awesome. Because no, there really isn't anything that's awesome.
Nebraska, so it says on the football field, I think Jake covered this, Nebraska will compete in various events. Okay, 7-on-7.
Mm-hmm.
Skills competition similar to the NFL's Pro Bowl games. Fan engagement activities and other events. So in addition,
what's this about the past players?
Yeah, in addition to previewing the 2025 team, Nebraska greats of the past will also put their skills on display in various competitions. That's all we know right now. I don't think they know exactly what form it's going to take. Is this something I need to cover? That's my question to you.
Absolutely, this has to be covered.
The whole day.
The entire day on three will be available for this. We need details.
You're being
the
sarcastic
next day.
Right now.
No, I'm not being sarcastic at all.
I want you to the soccer game, too.
Yeah. The soccer game is
an exhibition.
That's part of the Husker games.
It's an exhibition.
Hey,
the soccer game is
the volleyball match is interesting in that Kansas was a 3 seed last year. I mean, they're not bringing in a patsy. It's not the Harlem Globetrotters versus the
Washington Generals coming in.
No.
Why would you not? You'd want to play a one seed. You want to play a best team you can. It's an exhibition.
That doesn't count.
So it's like why would you? And
I'm not going down this road with you guys. They all count. If you lose, it's not good.
That's why we talk about the spring.
It's
game
not even
the
in the season.
Game.
No, it doesn't. No, it doesn't count. Bill. No, that doesn't count.
He always said though, no. You can't play a spring game in football against somebody because if they lose, you're gonna have panic for months.
There might
before
be some
the
panic.
There,
it counts but, against the football coach if you lose. It
doesn't count. It does not count one bit in volleyball. Okay. It does not.
I'm not gonna argue with you.
Yeah, a fall baseball game. If all of a sudden, Nebraska's playing Tennessee. And they get beat. It's like, are you kidding me? Or
but
you
I'm
upset
telling
them?
You, if the football team played Kansas State and lost, it would be a problem.
That'd be a better story. That would never happen. They would never have a scrimmage set up to be a true winner-loser. That would never happen if they ever had that.
Keith Mann agrees with you on volleyball. We butted heads on that yesterday. Mm. I said, man, you don't want to lose that. He goes, why? it's an exhibition, just like you're saying. Yeah.
You want to play the best team possible so you get yourself ready. What could it do? Hey, let's play a good solid Division III team and see if we can win right
away. Give me some Wichita State.
That'd be fun. That'd be great.
So the big question of all this is going to be, again, we know that without the traditional spring game, it's going to be an effort to try to get people to Lincoln April 26th. There's a lot of stuff going on. Do the events that are being announced for Nebraska, would that bring people to Lincoln?
Food truck festival.
The same way they would for the traditional spring game.
What about the food truck festival? That's 8 a.m.
Wait,
to 2
where
p.m.
are the trucks going
to
be parked?
East Stadium Plaza.
East Stadium. Okay, so the. Okay. I'm
you know where
you.
That is.
Yep.
Okay, so local food truck vendors featuring various food and non alcohol beverage options. That is at 8 a.m. So then that'll be about the time of the equipment sale. Then the football commences at 12:30. You see all this falling into place. The soccer match is at 4:30 versus Wyoming, and then the big one, the big match, a lot of pressure, volleyball versus Kansas at 6:30. So it's kind of a day. I mean, I don't know. People will come. Well, there'll be, I don't know how many, but
they've had 50,000 people before in the stands for football.
We're just in a, I don't. Doesn't it?
I think they've had more than that, right? There's been in the 70s, correct?
At the highest, I think it was about 70 something. But
for football?
Yeah.
I think they got it to 80, didn't they?
How long ago?
Not that long ago. But anyway.
Props since then. But yeah, it's a big attendance.
We're just in the midst of a very strange world. I mean, it's
yeah, that's
just
true.
Another. To me, all of this just is. There's so many things that happen daily that I'm just like, it was just weird. Everything's just weird.
Accept it.
So just go on. Like, it just falls under, to me, the category of the world has gotten really weird and college football is part of it. So just deal with it.
So the Husker games it is.
Yeah. Yeah. Can't fight it.
Yeah.
It's like a lot of things in life.
They put a lot of preparation into it.
Yeah.
And so.
I ain't fighting it.
Yeah. It's like, okay, see what happens, see what goes to it. I don't know if I'll be down getting a... getting a gyro or something
at 8:30.
Yeah, at 8:30. I don't know if I'll be doing that, but if that happens,
somebody will though. Bill,
some people might, and I think that's a great deal.
It's a chance for people to get together.
Yeah, I'm the one that intrigues me the most is what are the events for the former players and who's in it and what are they doing? That has interest to me.
Yeah,
I'd like to see some live one-on-ones. Some live one-on-ones
with the formers.
What's that? Yeah, pass rush. Yeah. Love to see it.
When we come back, an extension for a Big Ten football coach. Tell you who that is next in an early break on the ticket.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.